In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. O God, whose only begotten Son, by whose life, death, and resurrection hath purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may both imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Question 100. Will all men rise from the dead? All men will rise from the dead, but only those who have been faithful to Christ will share in his glory. That is, on the last day, our bodies will be rejoined with our souls, and this is with everyone. And the addition of the body will either be to great and eternal glory and merit, or it will be to add to eternal damnation. Either one or the other. Question 101. When did Christ ascend into heaven? Christ ascended body and soul into heaven on Ascension Day, 40 days after his resurrection. The resurrection and ascension are not so much two different mysteries as two aspects of the one and same mystery of Christ's glorification. One of the things that the resurrection means is that death does not have the last word over our lives. And the ascension means that death does not have the last word over the good things we accomplished here on earth. That is, with the ascension, he takes everything that is good of our humanity up to heaven with him, because his humanity, his holy humanity, ascended with him and is at the right hand of the Father. Question 102. Why did Christ remain on earth 40 days after his resurrection? Christ remained on earth 40 days after his resurrection to prove that he had truly risen from the dead and to complete the instruction of the apostles. The number 40 in Scripture is very significant. It's all over the place. Reigned 40 days, 40 nights. Christ fasted 40 days, 40 nights. It's Old Testament, New Testament, a very significant number, and normally means penance and purification. In this case, it means, of course, a completion. Question 103. What do we mean when we say that Christ sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty? When we say that Christ sits at the right hand of God the Father the Almighty, we mean that our Lord, as God, is equal to the Father, and that as man, he shares above all the saints in the glory of his Father and exercises for all eternity the supreme authority of a king over all creatures. It does not mean that Christ is in heaven sitting down doing nothing, but that he has the throne of authority. He is king over all men. The authority of all rulers on earth comes from him. The feast of Christ the King is the last Sunday in October, and that is, of course, in the traditional Roman calendar. It will strike you sometimes if you go to a pontifical mass, meaning a mass celebrated by a bishop and the bishop preaches, or an abbot, who is a different kind of prelate, they will preach while seated. That is a traditional sign of authority. It's even in the gospel where Christ sat down to teach as one having authority. So that notion of being seated while you're teaching, that is a position of authority, if you will. Question 104. What do we mean when we say that Christ will come from thence to judge the living and the dead? We say that Christ will come from thence to judge the living and the dead. When we say that, we mean that on the last day our Lord will come to pronounce a sentence of eternal reward or of eternal punishment on everyone who has ever lived in this world. This day will be a fearful day for the enemies of Christ and his church, even for those within the church who are in mortal sin. but for those who love Christ, it will be a glorious day. It is the day for which the church is constantly waiting and praying. It will be the day on which Christ will come and take us all, both the living and the dead, to be with him, body and soul, forever in heaven. The Day of Judgment. Only a fool would not fear the Day of Judgment. But the fear of God is a good thing. I'm going to get into this later, but there are two different kinds of fear that are distinguished in traditional Catholic philosophy. They are servile and filial. Servile fear is the fear of punishment, like when we get caught for doing something wrong, we're afraid of the consequences. Filial fear is almost a kind of love. It is the fear of hurting someone that you love, the very idea that they would be hurt by our actions is fearful to us. And so it's a kind of love. We can't stand the thought of a loved one being hurt by us. When we have this for God, we will go far in the interior life, and it is worth praying for. But if the only thing we've got is servile fear, say the fear of hell, that is not a bad thing. That's an act of faith to believe in hell. And it can save our lives. It can keep us out of mortal sin. We don't grow in the love of God very much with just servile fear, but it is a good thing in itself. At the beginning of this lesson, I prayed the prayer which is said at the end of the rosary. And if you can learn that prayer, which is said at the end of the rosary again, now you should have all the prayers necessary, just about all the prayers necessary, there's one more to go, to pray the Holy Rosary. Try to learn that prayer as soon as possible. And for the habit, at this point I want to introduce the via negativa, as opposed to the via positiva. The via positiva, the positive way, are things like prayers and going to Mass. The via negativa are things like fasting and abstinence, and that is a big part of the life of being a Catholic. So, two things for the habit to acquire at the end of this lesson. One, get yourself a calendar, a liturgical calendar that shows all the feast days and all the days when we are to fast or abstain. And begin this even now. Learn how to do it. Fasting is, of course, first, and abstinence means, first of all, from food. And abstinence means especially abstaining from the eating of meat on certain days. That's not the only thing that we should fast from. Not just food, but also drink, amusements, television, internet, music, video games, etc., tweeting, that sort of thing. In order that we might have the freedom of the children of God. And if you're wondering, is there one thing in particular that I should fast from? Well, one of the ways you can test that is to find out, if I give up, say, television, am I anxious? Am I nervous not having the television around? In other words, is there some withdrawal going on in me? If that's the case, that is the thing above all that we need to fast from.